Veterans Day is this Saturday, and this week we're profiling some of the 4,000 Vermonters who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan since 9/11. Specifically, we're looking at the nexus between military service and farming. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld recently caught up with one of these farmer veterans at a poultry farm in Highgate Springs. He says that after this deployment to Afghanistan, farming allowed him to reconnect with his family.
When Lucas Papineau got deployed to Afghanistan in 2010, he was only a few months away from becoming a young dad. It wasn't exactly how he and his wife Sabrina had imagined starting their family. Papineau says when he joined the Vermont National Guard, he was as ready as he could be for the difficulties of war. He says he did not anticipate how tough it would be to come home.
I wasn't used to having kids. You know, I was used to kind of like taking care of myself and also always being vigilant. And so coming back here, coming to a family with a child and everything, it was really hard.
Yes, those are chickens you hear in the background, 200 free-ranging layers that strut around the backyard of the Papineau family home in rural Franklin County. Poultry is an important part of the Papineau story, and to understand why, you need to appreciate how difficult it can be for families to reunite after a long deployment. Lucas's wife, Sabrina, says she'd kind of gotten accustomed to life as a single mom.
Lucas was maybe used to doing something before he left, and I had been doing it for a year, so it was just hard to get back into our roles.
So they carved out new roles, not just as husband and wife and mom and dad, but as partners in a small farming business, which now includes a pretty sophisticated homemade processing station.
And so this is where we process our chickens. So we have kill cones, we call them. They're stainless steel kill cones. Sabrina has washed them, so they're not here. But anyways,
the Papineaus raise their meat birds in batches of 75, and the messy business of processing is a family affair. They've killed the last of this year's birds, but here's how it generally works. Lucas kills the chickens, then hands them off to Sabrina and the kids. Jeremiah is 7 now, and Aubrey is 5. They dunk the birds in scalding water, and then toss them 2 at a time into a motorized plucker that Lucas built himself. Then they head off to the eviscerating table before being cleaned and packaged for sale. Strange as it might seem to non-farmers, this is quality family time for the Papineaus.
We enjoy doing it. It really brings the whole family together. Farming really brought back a purpose into me, you know, us being together as a family. You know, our lives are all about the farm.
Life is all about the farm for a lot of veterans these days. The Farmer Veteran Coalition of Vermont now has more than 80 members, and it's growing. Mark Bowen is the president of the organization and a full-time farmer himself down in Putney. Bowen says it isn't hard to understand why farming holds appeal to people struggling with their experiences in a war zone.
There's something to be said for the mental and emotional benefits of seeing something grow.
And as it turns out, Bowen says veterans happen to make for good farmers.
Things like a good work ethic and perseverance, commitment and dedication are all traits you need to be a good soldier and also be successful as a farmer.
And Lucas and Sabrina Papineau are finding success. They routinely sell out of their locally grown, pasture-raised poultry, and next year, they're buying the 60-acre field across the road, the same field that Lucas's grandfather used to run a dairy operation on.
Farming most definitely healed us all. You know, it healed us as a family to work together ethically and to develop these values for our family.
And as the Papineau family farm grows, they hope to spread those values to the rest of their community. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.